You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. As if you weren't hungry enough. Now, this sounds pretty good, actually. Actually, I'd rather have barbecue than, you know, what they usually have on that day. Strutting with some barbecue from 2010, and on that particular effort, we had a slew of musicians, if I can find the personnel list. So I'm just going to vamp till ready. Catherine Russell, yeah, she, oh boy, was she good. This is her new album. This is from a new album, Inside This Heart of Mine, and it's doing very well. So, if you can have a chance to see Catherine Russell, I advise you to do it. Mark Shane on piano, Matt Munisteri on guitar, Lee Hudson on bass, Brian Grice, G-R-I-C-E, on drums, John Eric Kelso on trumpet, John Allred on trombone, Dan Block on clarinet. Excellent. You know, you can't beat a band like that. That is all star in every sense of the word, just the best. And Catherine Russell is the star on the top of the tree. So, have you put your tree up yet? Anyway, that's her. We saw her and we loved it. Every aspect of that evening, that was the best part of it. I have to say, that was the very best part of that evening. And the rest of it will be, you know, I'll try to drown that out somehow. This is Radiola, and we drink the forget. I'm Andy Sr., and have one on me. Here's for no particular reason, here's Fred Dupre spelled Duprez. And this is the other side of the classic recording of Cohen on the Telephone. I've always liked this, too, although some may see it as somewhat of an undercurrent. But please don't believe that. Happy, Though Married, from 1914.
The subject of my discourse today is entitled, Do Married Men Make the Best Husbands? I feel that I'm in a position to talk on this subject convincingly because I happen to be a married man myself, unfortunately. Of course, I'm not bragging about it, and I don't want to say anything against marriage. I don't use that kind of language. Furthermore, I'm really very, very happy. Why, I'm married now, well, it's almost 4 years. I'm so happy it doesn't seem like more than 12. And I'll tell you why. It's because we get along so beautifully, my wife and I. Why, only 2 nights ago, we were sitting in the parlor and I held her hand for 3 hours. If I'd have let go, she'd have killed me. It's a funny thing how I came to meet my wife. One of those seaside romances. I was introduced to her by a scoundrel to whom I owed $3. He knew that I would never pay him back while I was conscious, so in order to get even with me, he introduced me to this female dreadnought. We got to be very friendly. Every day we'd go in bathing together, and here is where the romance comes in. This is what started this whole thing. One day, she got out a little too far. Of course, I don't want to pose as a hero, but if I hadn't been there at the critical moment to jump in after her, she would have perished miserably. It's a funny thing. My father saved my mother from drowning, and I think I know now why he never wanted me to take swimming lessons. Of course, you understand, it wasn't that I didn't love this girl. I did love her. I loved every hair on her bureau. I loved her because she came of a very aristocratic family, one of her uncles being a retired bank president. A judge retired him for 8 years, and she loved me. She loved me because I was always so good to her. I spent an awful lot of money on her. Why, I remember taking her out one evening, and I spent $1.50 on her freely. I would have spent more than that, but that's all she had. So I said to myself, having saved this woman's life, I will propose to her and get married. I was out of work anyway, so I picked out a nice evening for the dirty work, and when I rang the bell, she met me at the door with a smile spread all over her beautiful map. I had a bouquet of flowers in my hand, some heliotrope, and I gave her this bouquet, and with my voice just choking with emotion and love and beer, I said to her like this. I said, kitten. I called her kitten till we were married 9 days, and then she got her eyes open. I said, kitten, will you marry me? He said, yes, I don't care what becomes of me. So I took her over to the minister's, and we were united in the holy bunk of matrimony. Then we started off on our honeymoon, or as they say in French, on our voyage de noces. And my wife, being a very sensitive woman, didn't want anyone to know that we had just been married, so I let her carry the valise.
Down in my cellar, down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I've a secret hidden there, I'll guard it with my life. There's only one mistake I made, I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants the key to my cellar, my cellar, my cellar. People who before wouldn't give me a tumble, say even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, cause I won't let them have a key to my cellar. They'll never get in, just let them try. They can have my money, they can have my car, they can have my wife if they want to go that far, but they can't have the key that opens my cellar if the whole darn world goes dry. Down in my cellar, down in my cellar, I've been having parties every night. people that I never knew come up and talk to me. They're trying hard to find out where I hang my cellar key. Now everybody wants to keep my cellar, my cellar, my cellar. People who before wouldn't give me a tumble, they even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble. 'Cause I won't let them have a key to my cellar. They'll never get in, just let them try. They can use my parlor, I can use a shed. I'll sleep on the floor, they can sleep in my own bed. But they won't get the key that opens my cellar if the whole darn world goes dry. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar, my cellar, my cellar. People who before wouldn't give me a tumble, they even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause I won't let them have a key to my cellar. They'll never get in, just let them try. They say the place is haunted, everything looks queer. When the clock strikes one, all the spirits disappear. But they won't get a key to open my cellar if the whole darn world goes dry.
Original Dixieland Jazz Band, Mornin' Blues. That's what that was. Nice copy of that. We played the other side last week. This week we're playing that side. And it's always nice when you find a record like that that hasn't been played through to the other side. It's just got a nice crisp sound to it. It sounds as lively as the day it was recorded. It sounds brand new, in fact. It doesn't sound old. And that's the thing about this music. It's old, but it doesn't necessarily sound antique, or dates to any great extent. Well, depending on the selection. Before the original Dixieland Jazz Band, we had Irving Kaufman on a 9-inch Emerson, and this was a special send-out to Lloyd, my friend Lloyd Smith from Amsterdam. He gets, you know, a lot of people send things out to him. I heard cool Bobby B. sent him out something a week or two ago, so Radiola greets Lloyd with Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar from 1919, and I played that at 80 RPM. It sounds a touch fast, but it plays in key. It's in the key of D natural. So if I wasn't going to lower it, then it would have sounded in D flat. And I don't think anybody recorded anything in D flat. Not willingly. Before that, Fred Dupre, Happy Though Married, 1914. And the less said about that, well, he said it all about, you know, in his own situation. It's very, and I'm sure there are people today who feel that way, but you know, they just have to get over it. This is Radiola, and we're getting over plenty. We're feeling good, and we're having a great time here. We're staying home for a while. You know, between some things and what the TSA is doing to people and all that, you know, you might as well just stay home, enjoy yourself. You got a good. Everybody wants a key to my cellar, believe me, and I do too. If I can find it, I'm gonna have a good time. Keeping with Kurt Vonnegut's phrase, or this counter phrase, because there were two in his book. One was Lonesome No More, but mine is Lonesome Thank God. George Olson and his music, 1925, Lonesome Me.
Thank you.
That was Paul Whiteman with Lonely Melody from 1928, that classic recording. And how else, you know, how else could you put it? It's a classic, all right, with Bix in there and Tram and, oh, yeah, off the Victor, off the original Victor issue, Lonely Melody. And I like it. What's not to like? Before that, Nat Shilkret, and there's a nice boomy bass in there. And the bass response, and that's incredible. Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, Johnny Marvin on the vocal, Me and My Shadow, 1927, beginning with Lonesome Me from 1925. George Olson and his music, a little scatting in there. I'm not sure who that was. But another scat vocal done before heebie-jeebies. So, you know, there's a lot of scatting going on. It just, you know, it's always out there. It's not a kind of scattershot, you could say. But, yeah, but I'm not alone. I'm fine. You know, we're fine, I should say. Life is beautiful. I'm enjoying spending a lot of time at home with the one other person with whom I share the home and all the music and books and great stuff I have here, and some of which can be poured into a nice tall glass. This is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and continuing now. You know, pouring that stuff in the glass to me is like this: Charlie Davis and his orchestra, Frank Parrish on the vocal. To me, that's the sweetest music this side of heaven.
Setting sun is fading, On the hill I hear a lover serenading, and tonight it comes a-stealing once again. Just a melody that comes but to remind me that one night I sang a love song all in vain. Serenading the night, 'neath a fair lady's window, just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. There were stars in the sky, and I sang beneath the roses, but she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine, and my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenading the night, from the past comes the haunt. When I hear that refrain, oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
What's the reason I'm not pleasing you?
And there's Clark Randall and his orchestra, Frank Tennille on the vocal. Yes, What's the Reason I'm Not Pleasing You, from 1935. Great band, actually under the, issued under the name Gil Roden on that particular Mellotone, but it was actually Clark Randall, a.k.a. Frank Tennille, the father of Tony Tennille, of the Captain and Tennille. So connections are everywhere. It's a rather smallish world, don't you think? Beginning with, well, before that, we had Mark Henry, and he's British somewhat, or he's in Britain recording this. He's not British. You can tell by his accent. Serenade in the Night from 1936. Although, you know, he could have been putting the accent on, because some people did that. That was popular to do in those days. Before which, we had Charlie Davis and his orchestra, Frank Parrish, a.k.a. A.k.a. nothing. I don't know who it is. From 1934, The Sweetest Music, This Side of Heaven. I like it. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and I like a lot of things. I like staying home. I like spending time with my wife. I like enjoying whatever. I don't like going out of doors anymore. So this is a rather, agoraphobic version of Radiola. We're going to continue now. Irene Williams, which is Eva Taylor, Mrs. Clarence Williams, My Different Kind of a Man, and I guess that would apply to an agoraphobic guy who wants to put his music out on the Internet, 1928.
Talk about your man. I've got one that's grand. He's so different from the rest. He makes me act this way. That's why you hear me say, I know I've got the best. My different kind of man loves me like no other can. When he's around, I get that funny feeling. He's got that different style that sticks a long, long while. I love him 'cause he's so appealing. Is he neat? Is he sweet? And can he love? He's complete, can't be beat. Heaven's above, that man's some lover. I'd leave this world behind for just his particular kind. I'm so glad I got a different kind of man. My different kind of man. He sure does understand. He gives me what I want and when I want it. I'm in paradise. My man treats me so nice. He loves me and I don't have to guess it. Squeezes me, makes me want more. Teases me, I don't get sore 'cause it's some feeling. He's not thin or stout. Can you guess what I'm raving about? I'm so glad I got a different kind of man. So tight, he'll break a rib one of these nights. I'm so glad I got a different kind of man.
¶¶
Mississippi Juke Band, J-O-K, Dangerous Woman, Hot Stuff, 1935. It was a dubbing from a Mellotone onto a Creole vinyl release. Before that, more vinyl, dubbed from an Oriole, Jockey Stomp, Roy Palmer's Sizzling Six from 1932. Great stuff there, and beginning with Eva Taylor singing as Irene Williams, which mine actually was probably her legal name, according to an alert listener. Clarence Williams playing the piano behind her on My Different Kind of Man. And this is Radiola. I am a different kind of man, but I won't say what kind. There are certain differences, but they're not, you know, they're not significant. I'll have to say that. You know, the typical kind, you know, I'm a special edition here. Radiola continues. Speaking of a different kind of man, toward the end of his career, and I don't think he made any records after this, Whispering Jack Smith, well, at least they're not in the discography. He might have made some stuff afterward. But this is Jack Smith's recording on, was issued on American Decca and British Decca. From 1940, here's Cecilia.
Does your mother know you're out, Cecilia? And does she know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, something tells me you and I should get together and have a little kiss. Cecilia, you know, just a kiss you'll never miss. Cecilia, and why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Just a kiss you'll never miss. Cecilia, and why do we two keep on wasting time? Oh, Cecilia, say that you'll be mine. Thank you.
And this ties in somewhat. The Castilians, I believe under the direction of Louis Katzman, 1934, early Decca, Besame Tango. So that would be the Kiss Tango. And give me just a kiss, you'll never miss Cecilia. It kind of fits in. I don't know how, but and it's all part of stuffing the show with whatever fits into it. Whispering Jack Smith, sounding rather reflective, but what can you do? That's all. And I say that a lot, but in that case, I mean it. What can you do? This is Radiola, and I want to thank you for taking time away from your shopping and your frenzy of getting things done this year and your holiday frantic state to spend a little time with me. And I'm not going anywhere, really. No, I mean the show isn't going anywhere is what I should say. And the show is, it'll be here as long as I can do it. So, in view of that, here's Henry Burr from 1926. Always.
Just a day.